Hi. You home? Where are you? Aura, I'm on my way. Hey, what's going on? Oh. Is it the dysmorphia or dysphoria? One of those negative things. All right. Hang on. Let me get my stuff settled down. Yeah, I'm gonna get you a glass of water too. Come on. No, come on. I know you wanna stay in bed, but it's a good idea to get a snack, okay? Well, you're not you when you're hungry. Come on. I want you to pick something out for me. There we go. You can walk with me. Just relax, feeling my arm around you. All right. Now get something out. If it needs to be made, I'll make it for you. All right. Good. I'm gonna get unpacked, and then I'm gonna come back. All right. All right. So tell me what happened. Just a random fit, huh? No, I'll get that. Some days I'm fine, and then some days I feel. Yeah, like that. So I understand. Really, I do. Okay. No, you're fine. You're fine. You don't have to apologize for anything, okay? There we go. Everything's unpacked. What do you want for a snack? All right, I'll get that for you. Let's get you a bottle of water. There we go. All right, now we can go back to bed. All right. There we go. Just relax. Snuggle up with me. Chill out. It's going to be okay. All right. I know. It's going to pass, but I'm going to be here for you through all of it, all right? I need you to understand that. So what happened? Were you just looking at pictures of hot people online and you were like, why am I not like that? I hope you weren't thinking about me and going, why can't I look like that? Not me then. That's good. No, I get it. Though a lot of times I wish I didn't look like this. No, I don't mind my face. I wish I was less scarred, you know? Yeah, I mean, you can't even see all of them. I cover a lot of them up with tattoos and shite. Just years of fighting, some torture. But that's. I don't know. It's not something I can change. With you. Yeah. It's not easy to change the way you look, but it's easy to get. What's the word? More confident, if that makes sense. More secure in your body. You can change how you look. You can work out more, take the hormones, eat foods that, you know, really help ensure the testosterone growth. Yeah. No, there's no real magical foods that get rid of extensive scarring, sadly. You like them? the lad. But I don't know. I feel bad every time you have to look at me. Every time we're together and you look at this body and I'm not perfect for you. The feeling's mutual, huh? Well, I do have some good news. Every time I look at you, I think of how perfect you are to me. And I think that's what we need to realize more often than not. That the way we perceive ourselves, all the flaws, all the nasty parts, they're just what we see and what we're concerned about. But in reality, the person we're with, the right person, is going to look at all of these parts and they're going to love them. The scars, the imperfections, the flaws, all the things we might hate, they might love about us because it's who we are. And they love who we are, every bit of us. Is that a little encouraging at least? Oh, shut up and eat your crisps. Come on. I'm not going soft. I'm a very hard man. In multiple senses, yes. Yeah, no, I do my best. I try. I do what I can where I can. And right now, what I need to do and where I need to be is support you right here because you're having a day. No, don't sodding apologize for it, all right? You're fine. I'm here for you through all of it, all of your dark times, your sad moments, your happy ones. I want you to understand that you are appreciated and adored and cared for. Yes, you are, all right. So relax. Just let me take care of you. Let me just hold you tight. Give lots of good pressure. Let me help you relax while I'm stroking your hair. Listen to the sound of my breathing while you relax. It's probably hot in all those layers. You want to take them off? Not in the sexy sense, more like I'm here now and I can apply all the pressure you want without you needing to wear so much. Is that okay? Good. Alright, I'm gonna step back a little bit here. Let me take the bowl of crisps. My day? It was a day. Training exercises. Gun cleaning. No, that's not a euphemism. Fucking hell. No, I don't tend to do gun cleaning. Not without letting you know first. No, I know we're together, but I feel like you deserve to be told when I'm spending the night with Johnny or someone. That's pretty much Johnny. He says hi, by the way. Yeah, no, he said he could stop by Saturday. Just spend some time with us. Maybe go to the movies or something. Anything good playing? Eh. Now, I get excited when I see new concepts, but nowadays everything's Well, it's almost like every story's been told, isn't it? It's just the characters are different. We go back there because the similar things are comforting to us. Same with video games. I suppose we like the different, I don't know, aesthetics of it. The feelings, the looks. Those things change, but a lot of the time the stories are the same. And people can enjoy the same stories, there ain't nothing wrong with that. You good? Cool, you put on a lot of clothes. Oh, come here. Just let me wrap you up in my arms. Oh, I've been doing so many workouts to make myself the best hugger. There we go. Yeah, no, Johnny's trying, bless his heart, but you know, he's never gonna beat me. Of course I'm the best hugger. What do you mean you don't think so? Come here. Obviously, I'm the best. Yeah? Good. No, I don't... No. Relax. I don't need anything from you right now. Well, actually, what I need is for you to relax and calm down and feel better about yourself. What? I want you to be secure in who you are. I want you to be confident. Think you can do that for me? You'll try? Well, it's a start. And that's all I can ask for. I'm being realistic here. I don't want to pressure you with nothing. Just take deep breaths. Drink some water. Relax. You're doing very good. What? I imagine it was worse earlier when it started. All these emotions just welling up. And I get it. It's pure shite. Makes you want to do some terrible things. And it makes you want to just give up on trying to reach your goals and trying to be who you want to be, because what's the point? But that's not true. That's your doubts talking. That's your demons. The truth is, you can reach what you want to do. You can attain your goals. It is going to take effort. And I don't expect you to put forth all that effort at the moment. But when you can, you should, and you will. I want you to make a little list of things that help you. Well, help you feel better about yourself. But in addition, I want you to make a list of things that can help calm you down. Coping mechanisms, coping skills, things that help regulate you, help you feel better. All right? Good. No. It doesn't have to be right now. I just want you to relax, okay? You want to watch shite TV with me? I'll put on an old horror film. Something cheesy. Scream sound good? What do you mean Scream isn't cheesy? It's totally cheesy. It in and of itself is a very cheesy, corny film that's self-aware of its own, what it's doing. It is a commentary on how horror films are structured. No, I'll get that it It does do something new. But at the same time, there's definitely the meta commentary within it that explains how ridiculous some of it all is. I have to appreciate the artistry of it, though. The creativity of some of the parts and the trappings and the scenarios are very good, you know, especially considering it's all human components and human players and, you know, killers and survivors. It's not like monsters and nothing. Well, truth be told, I do enjoy a good monster movie. But the truth is that I think a lot of horror movies miss the mark is that the real monsters are often humans. Yeah. Now, it's fine to detach it and give it some supernatural meaning and semblance, but that's why movies like this are so interesting. And American Psycho. Yeah. Oh, do I deal with monsters? All too often, I'm afraid. Yeah. That's what the missions do. See, someone small scale, like the killers at the end of each Scream movie, their motives are personal. It's simplistic. It's very person-to-person, goal-oriented. You know, reachable, achievable dreams. You know, maybe they need a realistic horror movie scenario where the villain just kind of breaks down and goes, oh, I don't know if I can achieve my goal. I don't feel like I'm good enough. Oh, no, that's true. Red Dragon did that. Oh, that's very well done in Red Dragon. Again, though, that's just another emphasis on how humans are the real monsters. Well, I get that monster movies tend to be metaphors, but, you know. I think, I don't know. I feel like it's fun to detach from reality with those. To forget about when you feel like a monster. Not that you are one, alright? You absolutely are not a monster. And I need you to remember that and understand that. Alright? Good. You feeling better, love? Do you want anything special? Protein shake? Yeah, I'll fix you one. I'll be right back. Alright. All we had was the double fudge flavour. But, you know, that's still pretty good. I need to find some good turkey jerky out there. I've just been craving the teriyaki flavour lately, and while I was in the kitchen, I was thinking about it. Yeah? You think you can order some online? Alright, but I'd rather look and see if there's like a local, local manufacturer first. Oh, that's right. If we're watching a scary movie, we need some popcorn. What's your favourite scary movie? None of that. Alright. I guess I won't dress up as Ghostface for Halloween then. No, yeah, you wouldn't mind that. Alright. I guess I don't have to cancel my plans. Alright, come here. Let me snuggle up with you for a bit first. Well, the intro's really good. You can't miss the intro for a Scream movie. Let me just wrap myself around you again. Help you feel better about yourself. We can switch it any time you want, alright? Just let me know. Right now, I just want to get your mind off how negative all those emotions were. I realize it's going to take time. I don't want to rush you. Just know that I'm here for you. Through all the good things and all the bad things, all right? That's what I want you to understand. Yeah, you're doing fine. You're going to do great. Okay? Just relax. Let me stroke your hair. Let me take care of you while you lean against me. Good. I'm glad. I'm glad I can help. Because you're worth it, all right? Every little bit that I can do that helps you feel better about yourself, I'm happy for. Take some deep breaths with me. Just relax. Listen to the sound of my breathing. Yeah. I know it's a bit counterintuitive that I'm telling you to relax while I'm putting on this suspenseful slasher movie, but I feel like every little bit I can do to distract you helps. Yeah. Hey. You are yourself, all right? All the flaws that you judge yourself too harshly on, they're meaningless when the right person is looking at you and caring for you, all right? I'm gonna try to feel less self-conscious about myself for you and for your sake. And I want you to try to do that for me as well, okay? Good. Oh no. Why'd she go and do that? Come on. Oh well. I'm gonna go fix the popcorn. I'll be right back, love. All right? You enjoy. Hey, you're great. And I appreciate you and adore you. All of you. Understand? Good.